All right, here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Are you a citizen of the United States of America? Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I just can't answer that question. And that's after spending billions and billions of dollars.
That's how the president opened his speech today at the Rose Garden. With those words.
I thought it was a clip of when he first met Melania's parents. Thank you.
Despite having to use his executive powers after a legal defeat at the Supreme Court, the president insists that he's not backing down in the fight to get the citizenship question placed onto the census. He acknowledges he's not going to do that, but what he's going to do instead is he's going to get all the other government agencies to try to count the American people and figure out who's here legally and who isn't.
We will utilize these vast federal databases to gain a full, complete and accurate count of the non-citizen population, including databases maintained by the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration. We have great knowledge in many of our agencies. We will leave no stone unturned.
See that, and I said earlier, and I got some pushback on the socials and all the rest of the place. I said that it was kind of a menacing way of putting that, and I find that to be menacing. What he's saying is, especially for people who are illegals, you're hitting that. You know, you got Homeland Security, right? That's ICE. You've got Social Security for people who have stolen Social Security numbers or old Social Security numbers, and we'll leave no stone unturned, right?
We're coming after you.
And we know things, that whole, there's vast knowledge in the government. And they're going to, but I mean, if they knew something, they were activated, they would have done it, right? I mean, that's the other piece. And I get it. I'm not trying to excuse illegal immigration or stealing Social Security numbers or anything like that. I don't want any of that to happen. But what I also do know, living in a big city and having been here my whole life, I know that there are a lot of people who are undocumented, who are here illegal immigrants, whatever you want to say, who work in a lot of different businesses. The restaurant industry, just to name one, that literally when they started with the I-9 program, they lost these groups of people who were using Social Security numbers and paying Social Security tax, but weren't going to get the money back out of Social Security, right? So you could say, well, it's illegal, it's wrong, and, if we're not a country if we don't have borders. I understand that. And those are all completely legitimate arguments for why we need to clean up the system. But the other side of this is that there are industries in America that are dependent on these workers and the even flow of these workers. So we got to figure out how to make those two things come together. And this, just by going after people because, the Mexicans are sending their rapists and drug dealers and all the rest of that, the thing that the president said, that put everybody in a defensive position. Yeah. There's another way to tackle this. And this is, and what he's doing here is basically trying to, send another tough guy message. And he's going to do it on Sunday. I'm assuming that they're going to continue on Sunday and they're going to start raiding these homes.
Well, he'll be golfing, but other people will be doing the work, I'm sure.
Oh my God. Something bad's going to happen in the middle of that. And then the conversation's going to change. That is my fear.
Ooh. Number four.
Where's the fun? Where's the love tonight?
Here it is. Coming up right here.
Like many Chicago residents, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is following the saga of the alligator in Humboldt Park. She calls it Gatorgate. Lightfoot says she was surprised when she heard reports about an alligator in the West Side neighborhood.
It's always an urban myth that there's alligators here, there, climbing out of toilets and things like that. When I saw what I think is a real picture, I'm pretty surprised. Look, people have exotic taste in pets, and then the pets get big, and then they lose their interest. So I think the larger conversation that we have to have is about people being realistic about the kind of pets that they can bring into their homes.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the people you need to have that conversation with are not realistic.
No.
right? It's like, we need to tell these people that's a bad idea. Really? Because those people, they live on bad ideas.
These are the same people that always get, like, you know, bunnies for Easter or Dalmatians when there's a 101 Dalmatian movie come out, little puppies, and then they're like,
No. Those are 10-year-olds.
Those are gateway animals.
I'm telling you.
You're talking about people popping wheelies, taking videos on the expressway going 90 miles an hour.
They're
not going to die.
Right.
Guy in the back of the truck. He was fun.
Right.
The guy riding the truck. And shooting video of himself right in the back of the truck.
Yep. There's that. And then there's people who get boa constrictors and kinds of...
I knew some of those guys.
They want to be tough and look at my alligator. You don't want to see my alligator.
I remember going to a guy's party in Calumet City, and I kept saying, oh, there's no water in any of these aquariums. And I realized, no, it's not aquariums. You get a little closer. Oh.
It was the spiders or snakes?
Snakes. Very large snakes. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Manson level snakes.
You want to meet my rattlesnake?
Yeah. He'd be yelling at him, telling him he'd eat him if they didn't behave. I don't know how much the snakes can hear.
He only partially defanged.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you, man. You know who these people are. Yeah. You know who they are. Yeah, and Lori Lightfoot, who, by the way, it takes all the fun out of all of this.
Oh, come on.
That she's really, no, she doesn't.
She's the mayor.
She doesn't do cute. She refuses to do cute.
She did laugh about it, though.
There's a larger issue here. But no, she's the mayor. She has to be a grown-up about this.
She does go serious.
All right, here she is about the name.
What should it be named?
I don't have an opinion about the name. I just hope that the alligator is found and that no one is injured and that we relocate it to a zoo or some other proper venue.
Mm-hmm. See, that was not fun. Yeah, that was not fun.
No, she's so funny there.
Well, she's not giving you that viral moment. Mayor laughs, and then all of a sudden, we just heard that Chance the Snapper just took off Alligator Bob's left leg. She doesn't want to be the one joking about it without knowing all the facts.
What if the alligator does defeat Alligator Bob?
What's the over-under on that, Kevin? Well, you got a line on that?
I got to tell you something. First of all, the alligator gets bigger by every report. Have you noticed that? It went from 3.5 to 4 to 5 feet now. Unless they know the thing's growing in there. Yeah. And if it's grown 1.5 feet in a day, then I think we got something different on our hands here.
It's Godzilla movies. What if he's like 14 feet, 28 feet?
He's just not taking the bait? Is that what's going on? All these traps Alligator Bob has set? I don't need the beef. I don't need the chicken legs.
Well, it's possible he's not hungry, and turtles are eating it.
Yeah, turtles and raccoons and other stuff.
Yeah, they're like, this is great. They're like, this is fantastic.
It's half in the water and half on the ground.
Oh, great idea.
Because I didn't know raccoons went swimming for stuff. Right. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know.
Don't hold their breath.
I'll play fetch with your dog near the lagoon.
Oh, jeez.
Pippin!
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Too soon. You guys are terrible.
Where's Pippin?
I'm not going to sit here and let you do a half-assed autopsy on a fish and have the Kittner boys fall over our dock. All right. I'm sorry.
These two nincompoops, they tear up at Star is Born, but they laugh at puppies and boys being eaten by sharks. Jeez. Priorities.
It was in 1975, okay?
Still. Little guy would have been 50 this year.
He had such a bright future ahead of him. Damn it. Pippin!
His mother's still slapping police chief Brody in the face every time she sees him.
I deserve that.
The mayor's still getting reelected.
Wait, is there one more of Lori Lightfoot? Larry Lightfoot? What is it? Lori Lightfoot, here we go.
You know, and alligators can be very dangerous. They can travel on the land at great speeds, and we want to make sure that nobody in that community was injured. But yeah, initially I thought, is this really real? But it turns out that it very well may be. And apparently Alligator Bob is on the case.
Gosh, he's so famous now, even the mayor. Does anybody know his actual name? Does he have a last name? Even the mayor
of
Chicago.
Oprah. He doesn't need to.
He's referring to him like, the Cape Crusader.
I'm telling you, man.
The mayor of Gotham all of a sudden.
I'm telling you, by the time this is all said and done, they're going to take him into custody because he's the one who planted the alligator. I'm telling you, because for publicity. So the Herpetological Society gets its due.
Classic maneuver.
Yeah.
To spread the brand.
He's the Jussie Smollett of the herpetological world.
I got a great idea,
guys. I might be wrong about this. I have to say that for legal purposes, but I'm suspicious. That's all.
These two brothers who worked with Alligator Bob as trainers.
Before fleeing the country.
Here we see them at a Target store.
Cletus and Goober.
It was all his idea.
Jeez.
All right.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Maybe not. Still. I don't have a right to my opinion, even if it's wrong.
Fake views.
Here is here's Kim. What's coming up in the news?
President Trump may be changing his strategy on the 2020 census, but he's reportedly planning to go ahead with ICE raids this weekend.
Top 5-5 continues on the Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantis, Richard Roper in today. We have worked our way to
number 3.
Last night at the ESPY Awards, Drew Brees gave a special shout-out to the inspiring U.S. women's soccer team. His recognition came during the acceptance speech he got for the record-breaking performance that he had this season. Yeah. New all-time leader in passing yards.
And how about the U.S. women's national team? I'm not sure if they're in the building yet, but I just want you all to know how much fun you've made these last couple weeks, having the chance to watch you each and every step of the way. Your commitment to the game, your love and respect for the game, the way that you represent our country, the way that you love one another, compete with one another, play as a team, you all are inspiring. Congratulations on your accomplishment, and know how much you inspire us all.
Nice.
That was very nice.
How about that?
And Sister Mary Jo got cheated last night.
Yeah, she got ripped off.
Yeah.
Viral moment, and then they give it to a Big Ten gymnast. How is that a viral moment?
Yeah, it was like an actual just filmed routine.
Yeah, I think we should look
into
that.
I want to recount.
I did too. I think that, right.
It doesn't make any sense that they would have that in the same category.
Oh, I know how many illegals were involved in this.
Because we all know the ESPYs are a sacred award.
Right. They can, you give awards to athletes who have already won awards in their own leagues.
That's exactly right.
That's true.
It is basically the People's Choice Awards of sports. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of goofy. All right, Jack King in at
number 2.
Oh, this was a problem. So a Georgia mom wanted to get a birthday cake for her daughter. So she went to the local Dairy Queen, and she was like, hey, I want you to do a Disney character, Moana.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Unfortunately, what the employee at the Dairy Queen heard was, I want you to do a cake about marijuana.
Oh, boy. That's a mix-up. That's a mix-up.
When she got... the employees immediately realized... None of the employees immediately realized what had happened there. That's the problem. They couldn't figure it out.
I think they thought that she said marijuana because we're from South Georgia. We kind of have an accent, so Moana, marijuana. I guess when they said that I love cartoons, they were like, well, let's just throw a little pony on there. So they put the little pony on there, and it had red eyes, and it was smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of a pot leaf on its bottom. I was very shocked. I was like, it was hilarious to me. I was very impressed by the artistic, you know, capabilities of them to be able to do the design that they did.
It is impressive.
It sounds like an awesome cake.
Yeah.
Classic mix-up. Sick cake, bro.
Did you say marijuana or marijuana?
I'm super high right now.
You know what? Do the My Little Pony. Do the My Little Pony with the red eyes and the marijuana leaf tramp stamp. I love that.
Nice work, Dairy Queen. I didn't even know they did custom, you know, cakes. Nice.
Yeah, right. This might be a promotion for them. Yeah. Maybe this whole thing was a
plan. Like Alligator Bob putting the gator in the
lagoon. Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Number 1.
Okay. New York bagel shop video has gone viral due to a guy tearing into a woman who ridiculed him on dating sites. 18-year-old Diana Reyes said that she started filming because the man, identified as Chris Morgan, was getting in her face, the face of her friend, a 19-year-old, after Bradley confronted... Wait, I don't even... There's a lot of things going on here.
Okay, so this guy, he's super short. He's like 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
And he started screaming at the people in the bagel shop, saying the women were... He's used to their smirks, and he knew they were all making fun of him, just like they'd make fun of him on dating sites.
You're great women. Why is that okay?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not spinning, pal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow.
Right. So then he was saying that to a guy who looked to be about 6'6", but then another guy told him to shut up and then just tackled the little dude. Just tackled him. And this one girl goes, I was just trying to get my bagel.
It's the best viral video in quite some time.
Better than Sister Mary Jo?
Not that good.
Yeah, this should be up for an ESPY next year.
45-year-old guy, he's not a stranger to confrontation. There's an entire YouTube channel dedicated to this guy.
You want to harass me? I'm tired of this bullshit.
Relax.
You want me to go outside? I'll go outside.
I'm asking what's going on.
Oh, they didn't tell you what's going on? When I worked the big account in Farmingdale about 2 weeks ago at 2 in the morning, I went to get a coffee. This guy goes, how tall are you? Now, I come in here, and this guy asks me, what is your height? I can't even come in here and get a coffee without being harassed. This guy's smirking. He thinks it's funny. Well, let me tell you something. I am fed up. Everywhere I go, I'm fed up.
He said sorry. I don't know what you want.
You must be this tall for me to go outside and fight you, sir. Sorry.
Top 5 at 5. Chicago Crypto Capital bringing you Kim Gordon's news.